From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Two men will share this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Edward Prescott and Finn Kidland are being honored for their groundbreaking work explaining how government policy affects the broad economy and how technology affects the business cycle. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Edward Prescott and Finn Kidland did much of the work cited by the Swedish Royal Academy in the late 1970s and early 80s. Michigan professor Joel Slemrod says he remembers meeting Prescott back then. Prescott was intensely focused on his work, Slemrod says, so much so that at their first meeting he didn't even say hello.
Ed Prescott came to the University of Minnesota in early 1980. I was a first-year assistant professor, and he showed up in the middle of the year. I saw him in the hall and went up to say hi and to introduce myself. He looked at me, and first words out of his mouth were, what is a firm? I think it's an indication of the intensity that he brought to his study of economics.
Prescott is 63 and teaches at Arizona State University. He will share the $1.3 million prize with 60-year-old Finn Kidland of Norway, who is a professor at UC Santa Barbara. The two men were singled out for their work in the field of macroeconomics, work the Nobel Committee said has transformed economic research. Reached in Arizona, Prescott said he knew he was in the running for the prize, but says it was still a shock when the phone rang today just after 4 a.m.
I wanted to think I had a good chance, but I really couldn't. It's hard to be objective about such things.
In 1977, Prescott and Kidland wrote an article showing that in times of crisis, government policymakers are often willing to abandon existing economic goals for short-term gains. For this reason, the research suggested monetary policy should be controlled by independent central banks. Again, University of Michigan professor Joel Slemrod.
The importance of credibility for the agencies that make monetary policy is an absolutely critical insight, and I think it has influenced the growing independence of central banks around the world because an independent central bank has a greater chance for making credible policy changes.
Much of Prescott and Kidland's work has challenged established economic theory. Alex Tabarrok, a professor at George Mason University, says research the pair did in the early 1980s showed that rapid innovations in technology have had a major effect on the business cycle and are as important or more important than supply and demand.
Kidland and Prescott showed, really surprisingly, that real shocks could explain much of what is going on in the U.S. economy in the past 50 years.
Kidland, who was delivering a lecture in Norway today, called the prize he will share jointly with Prescott the greatest possible accolade. Prescott, for his part, said he doubts the Nobel will change his life, though he says he may be treated a bit better when he travels. The two men will receive their award December 10th in Stockholm. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.